Around 1600 years ago, St. Augustine of Hippo wrote the following about Christmas.
大约在1600多年，圣徒奥古斯丁他这样描写圣诞节。
Jesus Christ so loved us that for our sakes he was made man in time, although through him all times were made.
耶稣基督他是这样的爱我们，为了我们的缘故，他既然在一定的时候成为人的样式，虽然所有的时间都是他造的。
He was made man who made man.
他成为人的样式，虽然他本是造人的。
He was created of a mother whom he created.
他是由一个母亲而生，虽然这个母亲也是他造的。
He was carried by hands that he forms.
他被双手抱起，虽然这双手也是他造的。
He cried in the manger in wordless infancy.
他竟是这样一个不会说话的婴孩在马槽里哭。
He the word without whom all human eloquence is mute.
他就是那话，如果没有他，人类一切的言语就没有人类一切的言语和词句。
When you consider major world views, it seems almost too good to be true that the Lord of the universe would leave the safety of his heavenly throne to be born in a cattle trough in a smelly barn.
如果我们来思想主要的一些宗教的世界的观来看呢，那。想到这样一个宇宙的上帝，他竟然愿意卑微自己，离开他的属天的宝座，降生在一个臭气弥漫的马槽里，这实在是太不可思议了。
Seems unrealistic to think that there is a God out there who cares enough about us to actually become one of us.
啊，真的是太不可思议了！竟然有一位神。他会爱我们，以至于他愿意成为我们其中的一员。
For example, Cornell alum Carl Sagan reflects the atheistic worldview when he said that the cosmos is all that is, or ever was, or ever will be.
比如说，康奈尔的一个校友 Carl Sagan 他曾这样来谈论无神论的这样一个世界观，他说。宇宙就是这样，原来怎样，将来也怎样。
In other words, atheists believe that there is no father figure up in heaven who cares enough about us and actually gives us any type of purpose.
就是说无神论观点认为呢，在这个世界上根本就不可能有一个父亲这样子的形象，他竟然会爱人，甚至愿意成为人的样式。
So certainly,There is no God who would become one of us, since there is no God.
当然不会有这样子的神来成为我们其中的一员，因为本来就没有这样子的神。
Instead, we are the products of blind chance, who are born, who exist for a few years, and then cease to exist.
所以无神论者他们就是认为我们人也不过是一个随机的产物。我们出生在这个世界上生活，然后就永远的消失了。
Though Eastern religions teach about spirituality, for the most part, the divine is an impersonal force that has no personal relationships with humans.
虽然东方的宗教呢也讲灵性的事情，但是他们所认为的这个神圣的东西呢，是一个没有位格的一种能力，它跟我们是没有关系的。
Certainly, there is no God who cares enough for us to become one of us.
当然，以这样观点的话，也不会有神来成为我们有这样的神呢。他愿意成为我们其中的一个。
The Jews and the Muslims believe in a personal God who is sovereign over us.
犹太教和伊斯兰教呢，他们知道，他们认为有一个有位格的神，但是呢，这样的神是在我们之上，高高在上的。
But this God is a spirit and would never become a human and become one of us.
这样的神呢，只是一个灵，他绝对不会成为我们人的样子，也不会成为我们其中的一个。
So, out of all the major religions, only Christianity teaches this far-fetched idea that there's a God up in heaven who loves the world so much that he gave his only begotten son to become the Messiah who would become one of us and who would become our Savior.
所以纵观这些主要的宗教呢，就是只有基督教他在告诉我们有这样一个非常让我们难以想象的观点，就是这个世界有一个神，他是这么的爱我们，他甚至把他的独生的爱子赐给我们，让他来到这个世界上成为弥赛亚，来成为我们的救主。
It sounds like a fairy tale too good to be true.
这就像一个神话故事一样，看起来不可能是真的。
It sounds about as realistic as that other Christmas story about the guy whose sled is pulled by 8 reindeers and who comes down the chimney and gives children nice presents.
这好像就像听起其他的圣诞节的故事，说圣诞老人他的雪橇呢是有八个 reindeer 拖着，然后他可以从烟囱上面下来给孩子们送礼物。
But wouldn't it be great if the story about God becoming a human was actually true?
那你思想是不是有这样一个神，他竟然可以成为人，那这种观点是不是太好了？
Now, it would be great if it were true, but how can we find out if it actually is true?
如果真是这样，那真是太好了。但是我们怎么呢才能知道这是真的呢？
To get the background information for finding out the answer to that question, let's go all the way back to the beginning of human history.
让我们来寻求这个问题的时候呢，让我们就重新回到人类历史的开端。
The Bible teaches that God placed the first two humans in a paradise called the Garden of Eden.
在圣经上呢，他这样说，在起初的时候，神把两个人亚当和夏娃放在天堂里面。
But paradise was lost when Satan convinced the humans to reject God's absolute standard of morality and to determine for themselves what they thought was right and what was wrong.
但是呢，当人类他们听从了撒旦的诱惑，以至于他们放弃神绝对的观点，绝对的标准，以至于他们来自己来决定什么是善，什么是恶的时候呢，这时候天堂就失去了。
This self-centered morality separated humans from humans and separated God from humans.
这种以自我为中心的道德观不仅使人和人分开，同时也使人和神分开。
But immediately after paradise was lost, God declared a plan in which paradise could be restored.
但是当天堂失去的时候呢，神马上就制定了一个计划，让天堂可以恢复。
This plan is recorded in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, in which God tells Satan, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel."
这个计划呢，在创世纪三章十五节有清楚的说明。三章十五节说，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
In other words, God the Father promised mankind that he would someday send a Messiah who would be from the offspring of a woman.
就是说，上帝神他为人类预备了一个弥赛亚，让他在一定的时候会来到这个世界上，他要成为这个女人的后裔。
This Messiah would crush Satan and provide a way for humans to be restored to paradise.
这个弥赛亚他要打败魔鬼，然后为人类可以重新回到天堂预备道路。
This Messiah would be described in greater detail in Isaiah 53, verse 5.
在以赛亚书五十三章第五节有更清楚的描写这个弥赛亚的情况。
But the Messiah was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
In other words, this Messiah would take the punishment of the moral depravity of billions upon billions of humans by taking the punishment that they deserved.
就是说，这位弥赛亚把人类全部的罪恶都归在了他的身上，他为我们承担刑罚。
But God wanted to make sure that when the Messiah would come to this world, that people would be able to recognize him and to keep from being fooled by an imposter.
但是呢，上帝神呢，也让人类知道呢，当弥赛亚来的时候呢，他们可以有一个清楚的看见，以至于他们就不会受一些假的迷惑。
And so during the next few centuries, the prophets of God announced the signs that would point people to the Messiah, that would reveal who the true Messiah was.
所以在以后的几百年，神的先知们他们就来预言一些异象，来指示谁是真正的向人类指示，谁是真正的弥赛亚。
For example, the prophets would make prophecies about when the Messiah would be born, where the Messiah would be born, and who the ancestors of the Messiah would be.
这些先知们就告诉我们说，这个弥赛亚在什么时候出生，在什么地方出生，而且他的祖先是谁。
If a person came along claiming to be the Messiah, but the signs didn't point to him, then people would know that this guy was an imposter.
当有人说他自称他是弥赛亚，但这些迹象都不指向他的时候，那我们知道他是假的。
But if the signs actually did point to him, then people would know that he was the true Messiah.
但是当这些迹象真的是就指向这个人的时候呢，我们就知道他真的是弥赛亚。
Perhaps today you are a seeker.
也许呢，你现在还是一个慕道友。
And you are open to the possibility that Jesus could be the Messiah.
可能呢，你也在想，也许耶稣就是这个弥赛亚。
In fact, you kind of wish that it was true.
你甚至在想，这是真的就好了。
But you don't want to be so gullible to believe in a story that's merely wishful thinking.
但是呢，你当然不是想就这样稀里糊涂的相信一个只是一个美好愿望的一个想法。
You wouldn't want to fall for a story that is about as historically accurate as the story of Santa Claus coming down the chimney.
当然，对这样一个有历史确据的一个事件呢，你当然不会像对待其他圣诞节的故事那样，就是轻易的看待。
And so you want a sign so that you can know that Jesus really is the Messiah.
所以呢，你想知道有迹象，让你知道耶稣就是这个弥赛亚。
Perhaps you're waiting for a certain feeling.
也许呢，你在等待一种感觉。
Or perhaps you're waiting for a miracle or some strange coincidence that happens to your life.
也许呢，你还在等待，在你生活中可能有一些奇迹或者是特别的事情发生。
Or perhaps you're looking for a sign from scientific evidence.
也许呢，你还在寻找一些科学上的证据。
So what should you do?
所以那你怎么办呢?
We can gain some valuable insights by taking a look at some ancient scholars who investigated the signs that Jesus was the Messiah and then became worshippers of Jesus the Messiah.
那让我们今天来看一看这个古代的这几个学者，他们仔细的来追寻这个迹象，来知道耶稣就是弥赛亚，他们甚至来敬拜耶稣。
These were the wise men that the Bible reports about in Matthew chapter 2.
这些人呢，就是在圣经马太福音第二章记载的这些东方的博士。
In this passage, we can see four things that they did in search for signs to believe in the Messiah.
在这段经文里面，我们也可以看到他们所做的四件事情呢，他们是来怎样来寻求这个迹象，知道耶稣就是弥赛亚的。
The first thing can be found in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
第一个迹象呢，可以在马太福音第二章一到二节。
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说，那生下来做犹太之王的人在犹太之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。
The wise men were very influential people in the first century Medo-Persian Empire, which is modern-day Iran.
这些智慧人呢，他们都是非常有影响力的人。他们是在第一世纪马代和波斯王朝时候这个马代和波斯王朝就是现在的伊朗。
There were priests who believed that there was only one God, and that God was good, and that he was the creator of the universe.
他们都是祭司，他们相信呢，只有一位真神，而且这个神是良善的，他也是创造宇宙的主。
And they were councilmen who chose the king who would rule over their empire.
这些智慧人呢，他们都是谋士呢，来决定谁可以做这个国家的王。
So how did the wise men know that the star was announcing the birth of the King of Jews?
当然这些博士他们怎么知道这个星就是来告诉人们说以色列的王诞生了呢？
Well, the wise men were not only priests and councilmen, but they were also scholars.
这些智慧人呢，他们不仅仅是祭司，还是谋士，同时呢，他们也是学者。
You may already know that they were experts in astronomy.
可能你也听说他们是天文学的专家。
But it seems very likely that they were also knowledgeable about the Hebrew scriptures.
而且非常有可能呢，他们非常精通希伯来的圣经。
Most likely they were especially knowledgeable about the Old Testament book of Daniel.
他们特别的精通旧约但以理书。
You see, Daniel was a Jew who had served as an advisor in the Medo-Persian Empire about 600 years before the wise men were born.
但以理呢，他是个犹太人，他在马代波斯帝国的时候呢，他是宰相，这个时候大约是这个新出现600年以前。
So the wise men would admire Daniel both for his wisdom and for the accuracy of his prophecies.
对但以理的智慧，还有他预言的准确呢，这些智慧人呢，非常的敬佩但以理。
And Daniel had prophesied that the promised Jewish Messiah would be sacrificed 483 years after the decree to rebuild Jerusalem.
但以理呢，他已经预言说，当要重建耶路撒冷这个命令下来以后的483年，弥赛亚呢就要受死。
It had been 450 years, so the wise men knew that the time was ripe for the baby Messiah to be born.
现在已经过去了450年，所以这些博士们他们知道呢，弥赛亚要生的这个时机已经到了。
In addition, the wise men would most likely were acquainted with Numbers 24, verse 17, which states that a star would come out of Jacob.
这些博士们他们可能也非常清楚民数记24章17节这样说，有星要出于雅各。
So when they saw a star up in the sky that looked very unique, they thought to themselves, The Jewish Messiah must have come along. He must be born.
所以当他们看到天上有这样一个特别的星星的时候呢，他们就知道呢，以色列的王已经出生了。
And so they decided to leave their Medo-Persian Empire to come to Israel to look for the Messiah so that they could worship him.
所以呢，他们就决定呢，他们要离开他们的帝国，然后呢，来寻找这个弥赛亚，这样他们要来敬拜他。
And so in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, we can see the first two things that the wise men did in their search for the signs of the Messiah.
所以在马太福音二章一到二节呢，我们看到这几个博士他们所做的呢，来是怎样来寻找这个迹象的。
First, they saw the sign.
首先呢，他们看见这个迹象。
And secondly, they followed that sign as far as it could lead them.
第二呢，他们就是跟着这个迹象去走。
In the same way, if you want to determine whether the Christmas story is true, first, you should pay attention to the signs that God has already revealed to you.
所以呢，如果你想知道圣诞节这个故事是不是真的呢，你首先呢，也就来看一看神已经向你显示的这个迹象。
And secondly, you should follow those signs as far as they can lead you.
第二呢，你就是要来跟着这个迹象来走下去。
Do you look at the signs that God has already revealed to you?
神已经向你显现这个样的迹象，你看见没有？
Or have you been overlooking those signs?
或者你其实是忽略了这些迹象？
The Bible indicates that God has revealed at least two signs about himself to every human being, including you and me.
圣经上记载说呢，神至少向人类，包括你和我，显现有两个迹象。
The first sign can be found in Psalm 19, verse 1.
第一个迹象呢，就在诗篇十九章第一节。
Where the psalmist writes, "The heavens declare the glory of God; the skies proclaim the work of His hands."
这里说，诸天诉说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
In 1997, there was a movie called Contact, which is adapted from Carl Sagan's novel with the same name.
在1997年呢，有一个电影叫《联系》，它是由 Carl Sagan 的小说改编的。
It's about a scientist who tries to make contact with extraterrestrial life.
是关于一个科学家呢，他要跟星外的人要联系。
In one flashback scene, when she was only a little girl, the scientist and her dad are looking up to the stars, and she asks a question.
有这样一幕呢，就是有一个小女孩，她跟她的父亲呢，她是一个科学家，他们在外面来看这个浩瀚的星空。
Dad, do you think that there are people on other planets?
这个女孩就问她爸爸说，你觉得这个别的有外星人吗？
To which her father replies, "I don't know, Sparks, but I guess I'd say if it is just us, seems like an awful waste of space."
她的爸爸说 ，Sparks， 我不知道，但是如果真的是只有我们的话，那这个宇宙星空也太浪费了。
But the truth is that even if there are no people in other planets, the billions of stars are not an awful waste of space.
当然，如果真的是没有宇宙星人的话呢，那我们想想，有这么多的成千上万的星星，那这个宇宙应该也不是浪费空间。
Instead, the heavens are a sign to believe that there is a glorious Creator.
相反的，这样一个浩瀚的星空，让我们真的是看到，就是这样一个迹象，让我们可以相信。
Not only the stars that we can see with our naked eyes, but also stars that we can only find through powerful lenses.
当然，不仅我们眼睛可以看到那么多的星星，那还有很多很多只有借助望远镜才能看到的星星。
The universe declares that we are not here merely by accident.
这个宇宙呢，就是让我们宣称说，我们人之所以可以在这个地球上，完全不是偶然的。
The second sign that God has revealed about himself can be found in John 16, verse 8.
第二个迹象呢，神向我们显现的第二个迹象呢，可以在约翰福音16章第8节可以找到。
Where Jesus declares, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment.
所以耶稣说，圣灵来的时候，他就要叫世人畏罪、畏义、畏审判，自己责备自己。
In other words, through the Holy Spirit, God has given us the sign of guilt.
所以就说，借着圣经呢，我们知道神给我们显现那个迹象，让我们知道我们是有良心的。
Our conscience reveals to us that there is an absolute standard of righteousness, that we fall miserably short of those absolute standards, and as a result, we have this nagging feeling that someday we are going to be judged for our imperfections.
我们的良心告诉我们是有一个绝对的正确的一个标准。 我们也知道我们很多时候都亏欠，都达不到这个绝对的标准，所以呢，我们心里始终就是一个有一个不爽的感觉，知道有一天我们要为我们的道德败坏、不义而受审判。When
you look at the complexity and grandeur of nature, can you see that there must be a designer?
当你看到这样子浩瀚、这样复杂的一个宇宙的时候，你是不是看到就是有一个这个设计师在那里？
And when you look at the guilt in your heart, can you see that there must be a judge who's going to judge you someday?
当你审视自己内心的良心的时候，你是不是看到知道就说有一天你要被一个审判官来审判？
If you can not see those signs, you are ignoring the signs that God has been revealing to you. And the Bible indicates that someday God will hold you accountable for ignoring those signs.
如果你看不到这些迹象的话呢，那圣经也告诉我们说呢，有一天，因着你忽视这些迹象呢，你要也要为被你这样子的行为呢，要承担责任。
However, if you look at the beauty of nature and you desire to get to know its designer,
但是如果你看到这样美丽的大自然的时候，你想知道这个创造者、设计者是谁。
And if you are convicted of your moral shortcomings and you desire to find forgiveness from the moral judge of the universe,
如果呢，你真的是知道自己很多事情都亏欠了，愿意向这个宇宙的审判呢来。 来认错的时候,
then God desires to reveal even a clearer sign to help you to believe in Him.
这时候呢，神就让会向你有更明显的显现呢，让你来相信，耶稣是弥赛亚。So
you should take the next step that the wise men took, which is recorded in verses 3 to 8.
所以呢，你就应该像这几个博士一样呢，来做下面一个决定。 这是在三节和八节所记载的。
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. And Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also.
希律王听见了，就心里不安。耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说，基督当生在何处？ 他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。当下希律王暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说你们去仔细寻求那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。
The star had led the wise men to Jerusalem, which was the capital city for the Jews.
这个星呢，把这几个博士带到耶路撒冷。我们知道耶路撒冷呢是犹太人的城，也是首都。
And when the wise men got to Jerusalem, they began to asking whoever they could find, "Where is he who has been born the King of the Jews?"
当他们到了耶路撒冷的时候呢，他们就是到处去问人说，这个犹大的王，他生在什么地方
？Nobody seemed to know the answer to that question.
但是没有人知道。
Not even King Herod.
甚至希律王也不知道。
Finally, they found some Jewish biblical scholars who were able to answer that question.
后来他们终于找到几个圣经的学者呢，他们找到了答案。
The scholars told them, the wise men, that according to Micah chapter 5 verse 2, that the Messiah, the King of the Jews, was living somewhere in Bethlehem.
这些文士告诉他们说，根据弥迦书呢，这个弥赛亚应该在伯利恒出生。
In other words, the wise men's search, research into the stars could only lead them part way to the Messiah.
就是说呢，这些博士们他们跟着这个星走的时候呢，他们还是找不到弥赛亚。
In order to discover the Messiah, they needed a clearer sign.
他们要找到这个弥赛亚呢，他们需要更清楚的迹象。
And that clear sign came from the Bible.
我们知道这个更清楚的迹象呢，就是圣经。
If you want to find out whether the story of Christmas is really true, you will need more evidence than you can find in nature and in your guilt.
当然呢，当你想知道这个圣诞节的这个故事是不是真的时候呢？你需要呢比这个看大自然和你内心良知来思想的这些东西还要更多。
Nature and guilt can only lead you to the evidence that some sort of God exists.
这个大自然呢和你内心的良心呢，只能把你带到说是可能有一个神。
But it does not reveal who that God is.
但是呢，并不能让你知道神到底是谁。
If you are going to find out whether Jesus is truly the Messiah, you need to investigate what the Bible says about Jesus.
如果你想知道呢，耶稣就是真的弥赛亚的话呢，你就要需要来仔细的研读圣经。
In particular, you should read the New Testament Gospels, which record the stories of the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
就是说你应该来仔细的来研读新约的四福音书呢，这里记载了耶稣的出生，他的成长，他的受死，以及他的复活。
These books include Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
这些福音书呢，包括马太福音、马可福音、路加福音和约翰福音。
They record many signs that demonstrate that Jesus is who he claimed to be.The Son of God who became a human.
这些福音书呢，都详细的记载了这些迹象呢，证明呢，就像耶稣他所宣称的，他就是神的儿子，但是他来到这个世界上成为人的样子。
In John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, the Apostle John is very straightforward about why he recorded those signs in his biography about Jesus.
在约翰福音二十章三十到三十一节呢，这个使徒约翰他非常详细的、非常仔细的就记载了这些迹象呢。他非常诚恳的说，这些迹象呢都指向耶稣。
Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
他说耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
The word Christ is the Greek word for Messiah.
Christ 是一个希腊文呢，它的意思就是弥赛亚。
So in other words,John wrote about the miraculous signs in order to convince his readers that Jesus is the Messiah and the Son of God.
所以约翰呢，他就是把这些神迹奇事记下来，就是想让人知道呢，耶稣就是弥赛亚，他是神的儿子。
And John was convinced that if his readers would believe this about Jesus, that they would have eternal life with God after they died.
所以约翰呢，他认为呢，如果人们他的读者相信耶稣就是弥赛亚，那他们就可以得到永生的生命。
In other words, they would be able to experience paradise restored.
就是说呢，他们就是可以经历天堂恢复的天堂。
So if you are not a Christian today, but you have an open mind to consider whether Jesus is really God in the flesh who came to rescue you from your sins so that you could enjoy eternal life with him, then I want to give you the following challenge.
如果你还不是一个基督徒，但是呢，你愿意有一个这样愿意接受的心，相信呢，耶稣就是真神，他是道成肉身。 然后他来到这个世界上呢，为了承担我们的罪，使我们相信的呢，就是可以有永生的生命的话。
Get a Bible or a New Testament and read through the Gospels a chapter a day to decide for yourself whether Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God.
我就给你这样一个挑战，你来把圣经拿过来，来每天呢读一章，来看一看耶稣是不是就是这个弥赛亚，是神的儿子。
Start with Matthew, and then go to Mark, and then Luke, and then John.
你可以从马太福音开始读，然后马可、路加，然后到约翰福音。
If you have questions about what you read, email those questions to either me or to some Christian leader that you respect.
如果你有不明白的地方呢，你可以给我发 email 或者跟弟兄姐妹来发 email 来询问。
And we'd be glad to do our best to answer those questions.
我们会来帮助你。
If you don't have a Bible or a New Testament, you can easily download access from the internet.
如果你没有新约圣经的话呢，你可以在网上呢就可以看。
Or you could pick up a New Testament on the table in the foyer.
当然在外面呢，如果你愿意，你也可以拿一本新约圣经。
But in your search to determine whether the Christmas story is really true, there's still one more way that you should follow the example of the wise men.
在你在寻求这个圣诞节的故事是不是真的时候呢，你还要做下面这一步。
And this can be found in verse 9.
可以在第九节找到。
So Xiaohong will read this in Chinese, and you can also read along in English.
他们听见王的话，就去了，在东方所看见的那星，忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就匍匐拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。The
wise men had studied the signs in the sky and the signs in the Bible, and as a result, they found Jesus and were convinced that Jesus truly was the Messiah.
这些智慧人博士呢，他们研究了天上的迹象，然后他们也研究了圣经里面的迹象，他们真的是知道耶稣就是那个弥赛亚。
And they responded to their newfound faith by worshiping Jesus as their God and by giving him their costly gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
他们为他们这样一个新的一个信心信仰呢，他们就来敬拜耶稣，而且把最好的礼物献给耶稣。
In other words, they joyfully worshiped Jesus and they sacrificially gave to Jesus.
就是说他们真是怀着一个喜乐的心来敬拜耶稣，而且他们还把东西奉献给耶稣。
If you are not a Christian today, I hope that you will do a thorough investigation into the signs to believe.
如果你还不是一个基督徒呢，那我就挑战你来好好的来思想，好好来寻求这个迹象呢，使你可以相信。
I hope that you consider the signs in nature and your sense of guilt to determine if there is some sort of God.
我想让你思想呢，看看大自然，然后看看你内心的良心呢，你是不是觉得真的是就是在那里有一个神？
And then I hope that you will consider the signs that are found in the Gospels to determine whether this glorious creator of nature and this powerful judge of all mankind is actually willing to humble himself, to become a tiny embryo inside the womb of the Virgin Mary.
我也真的是希望你来看一看圣经里所记载的这些迹象，来思想这个这样一个伟大的宇宙的创造主，他竟然是愿意就是成为这样一个玛利亚腹中这样一个小小的胚胎。
You also consider whether this baby born in a manger grew up to live a sinless life, and that he died on the cross to take the punishment of your sins and of my sins, and that he rose again to give us eternal life.
我也想让你来思想，就是这样一个生在马槽里这样一个婴孩，他长大，他在这个世界上生活30多年，没有犯过任何的罪，他竟然愿意承担我们所有的罪孽，他死在十字架上，然后他复活。
I hope that you find those signs so compelling that you end up putting your faith in Jesus as your personal Messiah.
我希望呢，你看到这些迹象呢，是这么的真实，以致你愿意就这样迈出信心的一步，来接受耶稣基督作为你的弥赛亚。And I
hope that this newfound faith will compel you to worship Jesus and will compel you to sacrificially give to Him.
我也希望呢，你这样一个新的一个信心呢，让你可以来真是喜乐的来敬拜耶稣，而且奉献给耶稣。A
couple of years ago, I took a group of college students to a conference in Boston.
两年以前呢，我带一些大学生呢去 Boston 开会。I
was to take Interstate 88 to Albany and then take Interstate 90 to Boston.
我要在88路高速路上呢到Albany， 然后从 Albany 再开到90号路上公路上去到波士顿。
But somewhere outside of Albany, I began to see signs that I was approaching New York City.
但是过了Albany呢，我竟然发现路标呢指向是要朝着纽约市的方向走。
Somehow I had gotten onto Interstate 87 instead of Interstate 90, and I was lost, and everybody in my car was lost.
那不知道怎么回事，我竟然开到了87号公路上。本来我是应该上到90号公路上，那我们就迷路了。
I wanted to blame somebody for not putting up the signs.
我想就是说别人为什么那个标记不清楚呢？
But the problem wasn't with the signs.
但是呢，问题呢，并不是在这些路标上面。
There were signs that showed Interstate 90 would take me to Boston.
这路标清楚地写着说90号公路可以把我带到波士顿。
But somehow I didn't notice them.
但是不知道为什么我竟然没有看见。
How about you?
那你又会怎样呢？
Are you paying attention to the signs to believe in Jesus?
你有没有在对这些迹象指向耶稣的迹象，你有没有来认真的来看到？
If you are headed towards on the road towards unbelief, it's not because there's a lack of signs.
如果呢，你现在呢是朝着不相信的路上走的话呢，并不是说在没有迹象。
Instead, the problem is either you didn't notice the signs, or maybe you chose to ignore those signs.
事实上就是说，并不是说没有这个迹象，而是说你选择不要注意这些迹象。
So what do you need to do about the signs in your life?
所以，那你在你这个生活里面，你看到这些迹象，你应该怎么做？
For some of you, you're early in your journey.
可能有一些人呢，你还在信仰，还在是一个初级的阶段。
Perhaps you're not even ready to consider whether Jesus was the Messiah.
可能你还没有在思考是不是耶稣就是弥赛亚这样的一个问题。
Because you're not even convinced that there is a God.
因为你甚至还不相信有神呢。
So I suggest to you that you consider that nature is a sign that points to a glorious creator.
所以我想就是提醒你看一看这个浩瀚的星空，看看大自然，让你知道有这样一个迹象呢，指向有这样一个创造主。
And I suggest that your guilty conscience is a sign that there is a judge of all mankind.
也让你你也来思想你内心这个良心呢，让你知道呢，也是有一个这样一个审判者在那里。
For some of you, you already believe that there is a God, but you don't know who that God is, or perhaps you think that all religions are equally valid.
有一些人呢，你们觉得是有神，但是呢，你不知道神到底是谁，而且呢，你也认为呢，所有的宗教呢都是一样的。
If so, I encourage you to consider the signs that are in the Gospels in the Bible.
所以呢，这时候呢，我鼓励你来读圣经，来看看圣经里所说的这些迹象。
Like I said before, read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and ask your Christian friends questions regarding your reading.
就像我说的，我鼓励你来读四福音书，马太福音、马可福音、路加福音、约翰福音。你有问题的话，就来问我们这些基督徒。
But perhaps you're thinking, since I consider the Bible a book of mythology, why should I even consider reading it?
有人会想，那我认为圣经只是一部神学书而已，我为什么要读呢？
In that case, you may want to read books about the reliability of the Bible written by authors who at one point had also been atheists and who hold the common ground with you in their belief in the importance of logical consistency and historical reliability.
那这时候呢，我就推荐你来读一些证明圣经是可靠的这些书。这些书的作者呢，曾经跟你一样，也是一个无神论者，他们也只是相信逻辑的推理和历史的依据。
The first book that I recommend is a book called The Case for Christ.
第一个我想推荐你的书呢，叫《重审耶稣》。
We have a few of these books in the foyer, and you can help yourself to one.
外面我们有这样子书呢，你可以如果感兴趣可以拿一本。
A more classic book is Mere Christianity, which is written by C.S. Lewis.
另外一个书呢是由 C.S. Lewis 写的。
If you Google Mere Christianity and online, you can read the book online.
这本书叫《返璞归真》，你在网上都可以找到。
Some of you may not be Christians, but you are thinking.I already have enough evidence.
虽然有一些呢，你还不是基督徒，但是呢，你觉得我已经有了这么多有力的证据了。
I can see the signs that point to Jesus as being the Messiah and the Son of God.
我看到了这样一个迹象呢，说耶稣呢就是那个弥赛亚，是神的儿子。
And it makes sense for me to put my faith in Jesus.
对我来说呢，就是让我下这样一个决心来接受耶稣呢，是很合理的。
I not only want him to save me from hell, but I also want him to save me from the power of my sins.
我不仅想希望耶稣呢把我从这个地狱中救出来，而且我也想着神可以把我的从罪孽中救出来。
And I want to begin to live a life for Jesus.
我真的是想过一个为神而活的生活。
If that's the case, it's time for you to become a Christian.
如果这是你的情况的话呢，那你就应该成为一个基督徒。
Tell God in your own words that you're sorry for the wrong things that you've done.
你可以告诉神说你向神抱歉，说你得罪了神。
Tell him that you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins.
你可以告诉神说耶稣基督是神，他为了我的罪死在十字架上。
Tell him that you believe that Jesus rose from the grave to give you eternal life.
也告诉神说你相信耶稣基督从死里复活。
And then invite him to make any changes that you want.
你可以把耶稣接到你心里面，让他来改变你的生命。
Some of us have been Christians for many years, and yet we have lost our sense of the wonder of Christmas.
我们很多基督徒呢已经是老基督徒了，我们对圣诞节呢已经不觉得很有意义了。
It no longer amazes us that the God who flung stars into space actually became a tiny embryo inside the womb of the Virgin Mary.
这样一个神，他创造宇宙万物，创造星空，他竟然可以成为这个玛利亚腹中这样一个 这么一个小的一个胚胎，这样一件事情呢，不再让我们感动了。
It no longer amazes us that God became a human so that He could die on the cross for our sins.
想到神呢，他既然成为人的样子，为我们罪死在十字架上，这样的事也对我们没有什么感动了。
This Christmas, I suggest that we do two things.
这个圣诞节呢，我建议大家做两件事情。
First, we participate in heartfelt worship.
第一呢，就是我们要来全心的来敬拜神。
This year, when we sing Christmas carols, think about the wonderful truths behind the song and express our gratitude to the Lord for sending His Son for us.
这个圣诞节呢，当我们来唱圣诞节歌的时候呢，就是你要真的是心里就是这样子感谢神。 他既然把他的独生爱子赐给我们，为我们罪死在十字架上。
Secondly, participate in sacrificial giving as the wise men did.
第二个呢，就是像这些东方博士一样，把最宝贵的献给神。
Consider donating your money to a ministry that effectively communicates the truth about Jesus to those who don't believe in Him yet.
你可以在金钱上有奉献呢，这样使更多的人呢可以听到纯正的福音。
At First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church, we want to help you along the way in your journey to Jesus.
在宜地家华人教会呢，我们要帮助你在这个信仰的路上呢，来帮助你。If
you need help in your journey, feel free to talk to any of the Christian leaders after the worship service, including me.
如果你要想来更多的探讨信仰的问题呢，你可以跟我们来交谈。